I like your podcast idea whiteboard.
Oh yeah, that's how we're gonna start. You weren't gonna let me write down anything.
It's blank, so I think that's really gonna help us.
Alright, well, on the spot, you got any ideas?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I really like it.
Fucking fantastic.
It's all magnetic?
Of course it's magnetic.
What do you mean, of course it's magnetic? I would venture to say that most whiteboards are not magnetic.
You're probably right, but there was magnets hanging from it, so that'd just be.
I know what I was telling for our listeners, because not everyone watches this. So for our listeners.
Oh, yeah, please watch this episode, everybody.
But if you're just listening to us on an audio platform.
We understand.
Yeah, then just so you know, there's magnets and a marker and an eraser. They're all magnetically attached to this whiteboard. It's really something to behold. There's nothing written on it, so we don't have a plan of what we're going to talk about. And he's not writing anything down while I'm stalling.
What do you want me to write down?
Well, I thought you had a great idea.
Okay, I'm just going to...
What do you got?
I got something. Go ahead, keep talking.
Well, I'm drinking a drink right now. It's called Polar. I don't know what the company is. That's probably the fucking company. No, I'm thinking about it. It's calorie-free, ruby red grapefruit. You get this at Costco? He drew a dick. He drew a penis. All right, what do you got? What do you got on that topic?
Well, I've been getting asked a lot of dick pics lately.
Have you?
For me to send, yeah.
By who?
Not by women.
Why do you have this problem and I don't have this problem?
I think we know. I think the listeners can answer that question.
Is it because you come off with a certain energy?
You mean like hot boy vibes?
Like hot gay boy vibes?
Hot boy vibes.
Right, I just pick hot boy.
Oh, that is going to be... Boy. That way, when we get to the end, we're like, what the fuck do we name
this? We call it hot boy vibes. This episode's called hot boy vibes.
Yeah.
You're discovering our naming process. It's fucking fascinating.
We need a whiteboard
all the time. We need a whiteboard just for that. Yeah. We have a competition at a gym that I know I've talked about before. That's hot boy of the day. So that's really, I mean, I can't win. And it's been discussed. It's been brought up. People are like, Sam, you look like hot boy. They don't be like, no, thank you. I can't win. I'm just the deciding committee. And the other people think they're on the committee, but it drives me fucking crazy because they're not on the committee. I'll take their voice into account, but I can override.
I've been offered money.
From who? They hit you up on Instagram?
I don't want to disclose.
Do you know the person? Do I know the person?
It's not, no. Like, do I know him? Yeah, I know his name. I know he's online. But, do I know him? Mm-mm.
What do you want? Do you want Hull?
Well, he gave me options. He said I would like if it was just athletic clothes and everything's concealed.
Is he old?
Yeah. He's Asian, so it's really hard to tell.
That didn't answer my question.
I really don't know. Like, he's
Does Asian. He live in Asia?
Mm-mm. No. America.
Cincinnati?
I want to say he's actually older because his partner is older. But you know how Asians age? Like, they just look great until they're, like, 70.
And then they're 110?
Yeah. Immediately. So he could be anywhere from, like, 20 to, like, 70 right now. And I have options as far as, you know, what I want to send, if it was like me, if I'm clothed, it's like $150.
Does he want me involved?
No. If I'm unclothed with an erect cock, it is $250.
Does your face have to be in it?
I don't know. Really, it was no like disclosure. Like, he just gave me the prices. I didn't really go into like the contract details.
Because you said no? What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I know, that's where I didn't really say no, I just kind of was like, because if, like, I'm down on my luck, and I really need money, I want to be able to come back.
Hey, buddy!
Exactly.
Remember those erect cock pics you wanted?
And here's the thing, I don't want to just send it, like, I want this to be a one-time thing, so if he has friends, gay friends, that would also tag in and be like, yeah, we'll
you want gay guys to tag in on you?
No, I want I want a group of gay men
to tag team.
To where where I can send them one picture and they're each sending 250. That way if I have five of them, you know, it's like a good
You think you thought it was one picture for 250? You thought you were gonna send him one picture.
That's what he offered.
He explicitly you should have done that.
I know.
You should have just taken a clothes picture in athletic clothes.
I should just do it now.
You could just do an athletic clothes picture.
But here's the thing, I was texting
There's nothing wrong with that. People can find out and they'll be like, yeah, man, that's a great fucking deal.
He's asking me for photos that I already have sent you guys. Like,
yes.
Previously. Like think like
they already exist.
Yeah. That's why I was like, I'll just go through my Snapchat and just send old photos. Like I don't even have to do work. But I was offered to get flown down to Florida this summer for a photo shoot.
Is it porn?
I don't know. It's tentative. He reached out to me today. He's a new photographer, went full-time in September, and he's looking for clients. And he said, you pay a one-way, I'll pay your lodging, and I'll pay for your ticket back. And all I'm looking for is I need clients that are more fit. And
why is he flying?
Hold on. Because he lives in Florida. He lives in Punta Gorda, Florida.
Okay, there's not fit dudes down there that he can just be like, I don't have to spend money to get this guy from Ohio. Who's like, you're not hot enough to fly to Florida.
Not yet. I told him I would be. I told him I'm going to be doing a show. And he's like, okay, that's perfect. And he's trying to get into magazines and everything. And then I was texting my buddy and telling him about this. And he's like, are you sure it's not the same gay guy that's trying to, like, kidnap you?
Send me this guy's account on Instagram right now.
Like the guy that wants me to.
Yeah.
Oh. It's not on Instagram. I don't know. It was on Messenger that we were talking. So.
If he doesn't have an Instagram with pictures,
it could be.
You add too many people on Facebook, cuz.
Well, that's the thing. That's how I met him. Cuz I met him. We were chatting on Facebook. He does some pictures. Yeah, that's it. You know, that guy.
Let me see this.
So he's got.
I'm not gonna give his name away.
Yeah. So he does photos, and he's trying to get into magazines. I'd make 80% of whatever it gets, and then 20%. I don't know. So.
I can see Cockhead outline on this picture.
Yeah, like I have no opposition to like showing my cock off. That's the thing.
Oh, this guy's way bigger than you, though.
Uh huh. Yeah. What do you mean, like the guy, the muscles?
No.
No, the you know, like bigger, like.
I meant bigger, like longer, like thicker.
Oh. Well, I'm hoping this guy knows what he's doing with Photoshop.
Oh, he's friends with this random kid that just debuted at B2.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so are you. That's weird.
Yeah, because I add people. It's part of marketing and part of running a business. If you're not adding people, you're not getting new eyes.
Not on a. I hate Facebook. I can't do Facebook. I've been talking shit.
Yeah.
I was looking at his account. I've been talking shit with people on my Live Forever, Die Whenever, the shirt company Instagram.
Why?
Because, like, occasionally, like, I got a message. So, we're running an ad, you know, which is fucking working, which is making me happy. But, oh, someone just followed me.
Oh, that's great.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So, we're running an ad. And, you know, it has the tagline, are you an outlaw? And this band from California, and like, I fucking listened to them. They're actually not that bad. This band from California's account messaged me, outlaws don't shop on Instagram. So I just started talking shit back.
And you should have just been like, outlaws don't have fucking Instagram.
No. I should have. But, you know, I was like, also, at one point I was like, I actually enjoy your band, aside from the talking shit. I genuinely like think your band's not bad. He was like, buy a record, and I was like, oh, I can only barter. I'm an outlaw. He was like, outlaws don't have bank accounts. What the fuck are you talking about? I guess I can't buy your record.
Yeah. Guess I won't support you or ever say your name on a popular podcast.
I won't say that name out loud.
Yeah, don't.
I can't do it.
I know. I just said
I told him I'd trade him.
Yeah, we'll give him some free promotion if he would.
No, you send me a record, I'll send him like a shirt or something, but, you know.
Not even that, we'll just say his name on our podcast, let him get fucking famous with 15 people.
Not gonna say it, 25, 70. I'm manifesting.
Manifesting what?
More people.
Oh. Yeah. I think if we just, what is it? It's The Secret. We just start thinking about it and thinking about it real hard. Do you want to meditate after this? We'll just think about all the followers we're going to get and not do anything. I think that's how it works.
What I think we should do instead.
Rob Oprah?
No, we should.
No, you don't think
we should rob Oprah? No, I don't think we should rob Oprah.
Why?
We should be super mysterious about everything.
You already are. And it pisses a lot of people off.
Who's it piss off?
Mostly your friends.
Hannah? Are you telling me it pisses?
A lot of your friends and Hannah. Yes, your mysterious answers sometimes when they don't have to be mysterious.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to be.
Dude, is your water bottle full?
No,
dude, but we're going on a hiking trip.
It's not even that. It's not even that. You'll be like, is your water bottle full? And I'll be like, I just took a drink. And you'll be like, that didn't... Okay, is it... Are you telling me, yes, you can take a drink because it's full? Or you just took a drink and now it is empty? Mm-hmm. Right? It's that kind of answer, you know? Where it's just, I'm not going to give you the answer to the thing that you're asking
me. Yeah, it's kind of answer that's like, wow. I get the feeling like an inkling to just take a bat to your fucking temple.
Well, I think I mentioned this last week. I was either here or I was talking to someone, but I brought up that Hannah, like, legitimately was worried that I was hiding stuff from her for the first, like, 6 months we were dating. And then she had a conversation with my dad, and he was like, no, that's just how he talks.
He's just constantly.
That's just it. He's not hiding anything. He's just...
He has nothing
He just won't
hide.
Answer your it's question straight up, man. Maybe it's like... Maybe because I got nothing going on, I just like the aura around me.
Mm-hmm. Maybe because you don't have men coming to you offering to take pictures.
No, I just got people talking shit on Instagram. I had someone else message me. They were like, the fuck you know about being from Cincinnati? And I was like, that's not even like a big part of this brand.
They messaged you?
Yeah.
And just were like, what do you know?
I fucking deleted it. I was like, that's not even a fun one.
Are they from Cincinnati?
I don't know.
You should have figured that out.
I don't care.
Why?
That one wasn't fun.
Okay.
The Outlaws don't shop on Instagram. I can do something with that.
Yeah. The police are looking for an outlaw right now. This is visual. You need to see this.
Okay, what
they are looking for an outlaw in Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati.
Was it the guy with the spear?
Actually, I have his address. Do you want to dox him? We could dox this guy. I got his whole fucking information.
Why do you have his address?
Because this happened to our buddy Alex. Because he's dating a crazy bitch that has a 250-pound 6'5" ex-boyfriend that found where.
That happened to Alex Hale?
That happened to Alex Hale, and he was at her house, and the boyfriend came to, like...
But is Alex Hale...
Is dating a crazy bitch.
Not the same girl?
Same girl. Yeah, same girl. Crazy bitch. Yeah. Her ex-boyfriend went to her house, waited for Alex to go inside, and smashed his windshield, and...
Does Alex and her not live together?
Uh-uh.
Did they used to?
No.
Never?
No.
Oh, I thought they did. The only times I've ever been in his house, she's been there. So I just made the assumption.
This is a new girl.
This is a new girl?
Dude, this has been a new girl.
I just asked you that.
But, like, it's not been, like, new.
How long has it been?
A couple months.
That's...
A couple months to where you need to text him and be like, hey, I heard about the scare.
The scare?
I know. I'm not going to say anything more. It's for him to tell. Uh-huh.
Oh, the scare.
The scare. So, you go ahead and you reach out to him and be like, hey, buddy, the fuck? Because I had to go.
I'm going to send, like, a bottle? That kind of scare?
Yeah, kind of, almost, yeah. Anyway, she's a flat earther. Believes in the flat earth.
I don't know at this point.
You don't know this girl at all. No.
No, I don't know that it's not at this point.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, got his windshield smashed. But the police are... Well... He's got warrants out for his arrest. He did this in Oregon, too, apparently.
Mm.
So he's got... Not Oregon. Washington. So he's got Oregon...
Washington. Say Washington.
Washington.
There we go.
He's got warrants out for his arrest, but I got his information. I mean, fuck this guy. He's a shitty dude.
No, we're not. We're not.
No.
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 Okay. That's fine. That's fine. He's probably in jail.
I like my car windows, man. I'm already dealing with the fucking mirror.
No one's gonna... No one's...
No one is him!
Well, that's true. Yeah, but... The guy's an outlaw. Works for Amazon. He's an Amazon manager. I know. Not anymore, because obviously you can't be...
Well, you can.
You can, but...
You can run Amazon's company and be a criminal.
They don't like overt criminals.
Oh, no, he's an overt criminal. Mm-mm. If you're making people piss in bottles because you want productivity up...
He's not saying piss in a bottle. He's on a beach.
He's implying piss in a bottle.
He's on a beach balling out, and he's like, yeah, we want more productivity, of course. He's not saying, hey, piss in a bottle so we have more productivity. It's implied.
Yeah, it's implied.
But he's not...
Dude, hey, shit in this bag.
I don't even think that's on...
Oh, he's heard about it.
He's probably heard about it, but...
You have one piece of hair.
He's also on Molly, dancing.
Have you seen him recently?
Jacked.
Yeah, like, I saw a tweet. He was, like, wearing a fucking, like, bright, loud shirt, white pants, sunglasses at night. And someone was like, it was about him just becoming Pitbull.
Yeah. Like, it's an improvement from, like, 1990. Whatever, that picture of him, like, with the Amazon banner being like, hey, how you doing? That guy?
Yeah, if I had that much money, I could look better.
I'd ball out.
I would look better than he looks now.
Yeah.
I'd look so goddamn good.
Oh, yeah. The first thing I'd do is, like, secure a Harry's sponsorship and shave the fucking caterpillar right off your lip.
No.
That's what I'd do.
No, remember how much worse I looked?
If you grew the hair back, if you get a hair transplant to, like, start growing your hair back... I think that would be...
I don't think that would be the way to go.
I think so. Shave this, get the hair transplant.
I don't think that's the option.
You looked real... You looked like a... You're boyish cute then.
I don't want to be boyish.
You're just kind of like an ugly gremlin.
I took that Instagram attractiveness radar.
Oh, yeah?
It gave me a 9.
It gave you a 9, huh?
Mm-hmm. I had a sex dream last night. I thought I would tell you.
Oh, yeah?
It was not a wet dream.
Just a sex dream?
Yeah.
So you were edging. You had an edging dream.
No.
No?
No.
Go on.
I'm being mysterious. It was a dream about Hannah's butt. Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
So you edged?
I ate.
Yeah. I got another guy on Facebook that keeps messaging me.
About eating your ass?
No. Like, again, I get so many random people because I add people and then I don't know who they are initially until they, like, really reveal themselves. And I don't go into your DMs. Like, I don't add you and then go into your DMs and be like, hey, what's up? How are you? I just kind of...
I don't...
I interact. I just be a general friend.
You interact. This guy comes in. You comment on every post I've ever seen on Instagram. Every post that comes up on Facebook. Every post that comes up.
You know why?
I see
how this works.
Alec Gladwell comment.
This is working. Because that's the point. So when you get on Facebook, it looks like I'm only doing like 10 comments a day. But you get to see everything.
No, but they know we're close friends.
Yes. And it pushes your stuff towards you. And the more that I interact with people.
Yeah, but I'm not going to hire you.
I don't need you.
Yeah, you do.
I don't need you.
Oh, you need me.
I don't need you.
You're nothing without me.
I could take that mic, put it right here, and I could just talk back and forth to myself.
Yeah, but then it would end up, like, with weird voices and shit.
Yeah, like a schizophrenic. I just act schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic.
See, I could have a whole conversation about how I'm fucking up words. So, yeah,
I think I might be schizophrenic.
No, I heard you hear voices if you are.
Yeah, no, I just go through paranoid is the thing. I go through phases of thinking people are following me.
Yeah, you're not interesting enough.
No, but I really do think people are following me pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I've seen that car here.
What people?
I don't know, people.
In Ohio?
Oh, here we go. There's a black Yukon that I've seen.
License plate? UEA?
I've seen it twice.
234.
I've seen it twice.
Check them.
And it's at this road that's right out of the exit of vision, and it was there 2 Wednesdays ago. And then this Wednesday.
Around the same time, probably.
At the same exact time.
Someone that might be on their way to work or on their way home from work or on a schedule. Someone that work.
Why would it be every other Wednesday? Explain that shit to me.
Maybe he has to go pick up his kid because he's fucking divorced.
Nope.
No.
That ain't it.
You know the best way to, like, just
Why did you...
You know the best way to murder someone is just to figure out their schedule? So this guy's probably just figuring out your schedule. He just has to go every other Wednesday. He's like, okay, pretty consistent. He's there.
He's there every other Wednesday?
Uh-huh. Probably gonna get...
I'm strapped, though. Well, I was till I had that boating accident.
Mm. Yeah.
But I might be again.
Never know. You never know.
I don't know. I get paranoid. One time I watched it was when I lived in San Francisco. I watched a work van.
I'd be paranoid if I lived in San Francisco.
Exactly. You don't know what's going on. I watched a work van outside of my window for 4 hours.
Just sat there and stared at it?
Yeah, I checked up on it pretty regularly for 4 hours.
I think I'd get paranoid after the fifth time checking on it. Oh my god.
It was there.
You'd be self-inducing your paranoia.
I'm sure that's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was there, and I did not like that it was there.
Yeah.
And then about halfway through, this guy shows up, and he's just sitting in the van for like 2 hours, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's fucking crazy. And then after 4 hours, another guy shows up, gets in, they drive off.
Maybe you're just, maybe they're not following you, but you just have this ability to be around and to draw in your life people that are about to murder other people and rape other people. And you just witness all these rapists and murderers throughout your life that you think are following you to rape and murder you, but actually there's immense crimes going on right next to you. You're so terrified in the corner that you're not even hearing the screams from next door.
That's not a bad premise.
No,
I actually really like that premise. Pretty good.
A pretty good movie, because the entire time you're trying to find this, like, killer.
He's fallen so deep into his own paranoid schizophrenia that he's just fucking missing it.
Constantly. The police start searching for you, but...
Because he's always in the places.
Yeah.
That the things are going on. He can be... I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Who do you know that can make it? It could also be a book first.
It's probably going to have to be a book first. I think we're going to have to find a producer for this. If I have my choice, it's not Tyler.
Why would he make it?
He's not.
I was thinking like David Fincher.
I know, but it's
like
not
the Zodiac
Tyler.
Guy.
I got to say it's not Tyler. He's a shitty...
He's not a good filmmaker.
No. We got our pictures back. Finally developed and everything.
Did he fuck him up?
They're not bad.
This is from your engagement, by the way.
Yeah. But they're not great.
Can I see them after this?
Yeah. Yeah. You can have a couple.
I think I took random pictures.
You did. Rachel was like, what the fuck?
That's when Sam got distracted.
Yeah, so there's a good picture of you, a good candid picture. Good candid picture of me and Tyler.
Do you have them on a disc?
They are on a disc.
Okay.
But we don't have a CD reader.
I do.
Okay.
I can
then
put
I'll
it.
Give you the
yeah,
CD
give me the
and
disc
and send them to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they gave us this disc, and I was like, I haven't had a CD reader in 10 years. I haven't had a CD in 10 years.
I think
my last CD was Nickelodeon. Yeah, it was Jimmy Neutron, Nickelodeon, the soundtrack.
What was the first album you ever bought? I like asking people this question.
I'm not proud of it. But,
You're probably like 8. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be proud of it.
It's Aaron Carter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my first concert, too.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Used to be a real big Aaron Carter fan. You know those little beatbox, little jukebox thingies where you'd shove in that square little disc and you'd press play and it'd play like 20 seconds a song and you'd be like, this. There's no way technology gets better than this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to share mine now.
Go ahead.
It was American Idiot by Green Day. The
not a bad one.
The first Audio Slave album, which is still, that's a fucking awesome album.
Yeah.
Like, I knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, comes on my...
It was a great album.
Every once in
a while. And then Eminem Curtain Call. And it was the explicit version of Eminem Curtain Call. And here's what's funny. It was probably like 2004, so I was like 8. Because, it was like right around when American Idiot came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like 9 or 10, somewhere in that range, trying to tell my friends about the song Fack. You know the Eminem song Fack.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking horrific. It's not a good song. And it's just, it's abrasive in every possible way.
Yeah.
And so basically,
it's before Eminem got political.
Kind of. I was trying to tell my friends about it, and they were like, I don't know that song. I was just trying to talk to them about it. And because they also had curtain call, right? And I was trying to be like, fact, right? It was fucking crazy. And they were like, what are you talking about? And I couldn't, it took me fucking forever to like literally last year to figure out they had the clean version. They just took that whole song off. They were like, we can't. And just their censorship was just not that
Jewish
fucking.
Jewish mother thought she was doing a real solid.
Like, I got it with my dad. I got it with my dad. Yeah, I remember.
Your dad fucked up.
Dude, the first time we listened to it, I have a vivid memory of this. We were in his HHR in Alexandria, Virginia, in, you know, like 2004 or 5 or some shit. And I remember him putting it in because he let me get the explicit versions, but he was like, we're going to listen to it together. To see how bad it really is. I'm like, bro.
Come on, man.
First, you never heard Eminem? I mean, he listened to Uncle Cracker at the time, so like, he knew who Eminem was. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I remember sitting there.
Uncle Cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throwback.
And basically, I remember hearing Fact for the first time in that car with my dad.
And just not being, just being like, we don't, and that, I gotta talk about this.
We weren't driving. We were parked in a parking lot. And I remember he just skipped it. He was just, that was the only one that he was like, fucking no.
My first explicit song was Inda Club by 50 Cent.
Oh, and I love 50 Cent.
Yeah, real, real hardcore. I liked 50 Cent's old stuff.
Get Rich or Die Tryin' is legitimately top 10 favorite albums of any genre all time.
Yeah, I don't listen to 50 Cent enough, but every time it comes on, I'm like, wow.
He's great.
This is banging.
Dude.
And then, if you look at what he's doing now, he's one of the few rappers that doesn't necessarily rap, but is successful.
Oh my god. He owns, like, vitamin water.
What's that mean? Like, people don't realize.
Yeah, that guy got his hand in everything. He has, like, the best rated, like, black demographic TV show.
Oh, I know, but people don't realize that, like, 50 Cent controls
he's everywhere.
A lot of black culture.
And vitamin water.
They just think, yeah, they just think, but that's the thing, they just think that he's, like...
Oh, he had that album in 2001.
He's washed up, he's out. It's like, dude, you're drinking fucking...
You're drinking 50 Cent water. No, he took the money he made from that thing, and then was... Oh, he also has, like, two fucking liquor brands?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's insane.
You wanna see, Mike Tyson just ball out.
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty cool.
Well, hang on.
If I keep going, I'll find it. I have to find it anyway.
Is it going to be about 50 Cent?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I remember, you know the song My Life by The Game featuring Lil Wayne?
Oh, dude. That was my song on repeat.
Oh, yeah. Song, I know all the words of that song still. It'll come on in the gym sometime. Dude, fucking that. Hate it or love it. I was, like, in elementary school, coming home on the bus from my Jewish elementary school, remembering all the words to My Life by The Game, and being like, yeah, all my friends are getting shot, too. Take me away from the hood. In a casket or a Bentley. Take me away.
Mike Tyson just,
like, I overdosed on cocaine.
Mike Tyson's on a game show.
Oh, I saw that.
He throws two bullseye into a
blindfold.
With a blindfold. You're just like, hey man, check my blindfold. I ain't even looking.
Oh, that was racist.
It's not racist. That's literally how Mike Tyson sounds. It's punch drunk Mike Tyson.
Didn't he sound like that to begin with?
No, he didn't.
He had that high voice to begin with.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. You think they punched his voice high? You think that's what happened?
I thought he broke his voice box.
No, he just talks weird.
Oh. Well, he definitely has the slur from the punching.
Maybe. Or from the being high all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good 50 Cent song, High All the Time.
No, yeah, it's a good high.
I fucking... Dude, have you ever seen the video for 21 Questions?
That's not a good song.
That's a great fucking song. Any song with Nate Dogg on it for like 10 years.
I can't wait until this podcast is over to listen to 50 Cent now.
Dude, but have you ever seen the video for 21 Questions?
No.
I recommend watching it. It's like a 4-minute long joke setup. That's like an okay joke. But like, it's just a good video. Yeah. I love the fucking song. It's... That whole album's fucking awesome. If I Can't's on that, Many Men's on that. Many Men's like one of my favorite songs of all time.
Man, I can't wait to listen to this album.
Like, it's so good.
I forgot how great 50 Cent was.
I've never seen the movie.
How great would it be if this podcast was sponsored by Vitamin Water?
I drink so much vitamin water.
Please sponsor us.
I love vitamin water, dude. It's so fucking good.
Because if you sponsor lemonade, us, I think we get permission. We could just, we could have our intro song as 50 Cent. Dude, I'd be so down to have our intro song, interlude, our closing song as 50 Cent. Like,
sorry, Andy, it's now If I Can't.
If he came to us and he was like, yeah, vitamin water sponsorship, you can play my song as your intro, or like, as your show startup.
I think we could anyway.
Yeah, but I'd be like, Andy, you gotta understand. Andy would be a little butthurt. Like,
no, I think he'd get it.
I don't think he would. I think he'd be a little upset.
I think he would get it.
He would after a while.
No, I think he'd get it right away. I think he'd be like, oh, fuck yeah. I'll ask him tomorrow. I'm gonna see
him. I'd love to put Andy and 50 Cent in a room and just sit behind a glass wall and just watch him converse.
I think it'd be fine. Like,
I feel like they would find a point of disagreement and Andy would dig his heels in. Like he normally does.
Yeah, that might happen.
And 50 Cent would be thrown back to like 13-year-old 50 Cent being like, oh my god, I want to kill this kid.
You know that line in Many Men? It's in the third verse.
No, dude, no. I can't even picture the first line. Or the second. I can't remember any words other than Many Men. If I heard the song, I'd start rapping it alongside because I'd like instantly remember, but nothing.
Basically, it says in the Bible, it says what goes around comes around, and then it says a slur shot me, then he got shot down, he got hit like I got hit. No, that was clear that I'm here for a real reason. He got hit like I got hit, but he ain't fucking breathing. That's hard as shit, dude. That's like top
50 Cent's been shot.
Oh my, because that was real.
Yeah, how many times has he been shot?
He got shot in the face 9 times. That's what he's fucking talking about, dude.
Yeah, but like total 13, right?
I don't know. All I know is he got shot in the face and then he was like, that song, he got hit like I got hit, but he ain't fucking breathing. Ooh, gives me chills, man. I come from the hood. I also like
now
the part.
Now I get why you're so paranoid and people are always following you.
I like the part in My Life where he's like asking questions. Mm-hmm. Like I'm asking why did John Lennon leave the Beatles? Like, huh. And then it follows it up instantly with why every hood feed off evil. Answer my question where this bullet leaves this desert eagle. Yeah, I know all the fucking words.
We should have a listening party now.
Dude, these songs.
Not that it'd be like new, but I don't think a lot of people are just casually listening to 50 Cent anymore. I think we should bring it back.
At the gym all the time, man.
I mean,
that whole album. And Disco Inferno is pretty good too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we just promoted
we promoted a guy that has like 50 million Instagram followers.
He needed us. He really needed us.
Probably has like 700. Hang on. We're going to look this up real quick.
We are?
Yeah, we're going to look up
okay.
50 Cent net worth. I feel like it's either going to be like 700 million.
I'm going to say it's probably around it's 65 million.
Okay. I'm going to guess that it's 500 million.
Mm-mm.
No, or.
Oh, wait, I'm forgetting. Yeah.
Hang on. Or he recently filed for bankruptcy. It's gonna be one of those two.
I'm saying 65 million. I think that's a good solid number to go with. I'm so bad at guessing people's net.
No, here's the thing. Both of us were right.
He filed for bankruptcy.
Hang on, his current net worth is 40 million. At one point, he had 260 million. However, he did file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
At 260 million?
Because he spent it on cars, real estate, and lawsuits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Could you imagine having that much money and then also being in court saying you don't have enough money to pay? like, Your Honor, I
feel like you might. I feel like you might be able to.
What a life. What a life. That would... Honestly, I'm glad I don't have to worry about that, because, like, the whole Tupac Shakur... And, like,
he has 27 million Instagram followers.
Yeah. Like, imagine being that famous, and then still having to be worried about, like, bullets flying at you. Because you're that famous, and because you are rapping about the gangs.
I heard a story about Tupac.
Have I ever heard a story about
Tupac? No, I heard a story about Tupac. Where he... So he gets shot... He's in the ambulance. There's a cop in the ambulance with him who's asking him questions. Mm-hmm. Like, who did this to you? And, like, with his last breath, I don't know if this is true or not, he just goes, fuck you.
I've heard that, too. Still want to give up. He wanted rat.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it's probably never happened. But
cool story. Should have been like, Biggie. Yeah. Or Suge Knight. That guy's crazy.
Yeah. That was... I don't know. I never got into Tupac too much.
I remember there was one, Ghetto Gospel. It's him and Elton John. That was my shit around the same time as all this other stuff.
Tyler got really hardcore into Tupac when we were like in 8th grade. Mm-hmm. Like 9th grade. And everybody was like, Tyler, what are you doing? Because like
he should have been listening to ICP.
He'd pull up and his shitty... What was he driving at that time?
He was driving a car in 8th grade?
No, like, his first car. Like, I'm fast-forwarding a couple years, but, like, I forget, like, his first car.
10th grade.
Okay. 10th grade. In December, because his birthday's December 19th. Tyler Schrader. Look him up.
What's his mom's maiden name?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, Shoemaker. Schumacher. Something, I don't know, it depends where what part of the county you're from, that's how you say it.
Tupac.
Anyway, he'd pull up and just be bumping Tupac, and people would like be like, well, this is when we're listening to like Luke Bryan, and we're in a country town, everybody likes country, but not Tyler. Tyler's been hanging out with
he gets out looking
kids.
Like Tyler.
What?
And he just looks like Tyler.
That's a lot of the issue. Tyler would wear his hat forward, shirt tucked, and then he'd turn on his radio and go, boo, boo, just Tupac and, like, Biggie and all this old music that was, like, good.
Yeah, but not you, buddy.
Yeah, not him.
I was trying to listen to some thrash metal the other day.
Yeah.
And Slayer came on.
Mm-hmm.
And the song, the essence is that evil will prevail.
Mm.
And at a certain point in the song, I was like, I don't know. This seems to be going against God. And then I was like, you're not even, like, religious. And I was like, no, but I think demons are real. So I went back to the Grateful Dead,
mm-hmm.
which does not go against God and all of his infinite glory.
Yeah. I just learned the other day. And really, and like internalized and really understood the death of Jesus, what that meant. Because no one's ever explained it to me. Like, what, like, he went to hell and came back, and then he went to heaven, and that created the bridge to get there.
So there was no heaven before then? What was happening to all the people? What was happening to the people that died before?
That's what I mean. I never understood it. But apparently, Earth, because this part made sense. I was like, oh, okay, because I'm all about like the whole like, okay, I believe in energy and vibrations and vibrational energy, and the lowest vibration is the deepest levels of hell, the highest vibration would be the highest levels of heaven. But here on Earth is like this neutral level where Jesus went on into the depths of hell at the lowest vibrations and then escaped out and went to the highest vibrations. It's like, okay, I don't know. That concept, I never realized. I was like, oh, there's level... Oh, I know what it was. It was a movie. It was a movie that I learned this in. And it had...
What movie was it?
Who's the dude that plays... who's the dude that plays National Treasure?
Nick Cage?
Yes, Nick Cage was playing in another movie.
You know his name in National Treasure isn't National Treasure.
Because it wasn't the movie, it's just Nick Cage was in this other movie that was a similar storyline, because I think that's all he's able to.
No. Do not fucking paint Nick Cage in that corner. Nick Cage.
Tell me other movies, because the only movie I can accredit to him is National Treasure.
Bangkok Dangerous.
Never seen it.
Vampire's Kiss. Raising Arizona.
No.
These are all enjoyable. Pig.
You were going to say good, but you didn't.
Yeah, because Vampire's Kiss is not good, yeah. But Raising Arizona is really good. I saw a graph about Nick Cage.
Yeah.
And it's like a Venn diagram, and one corner says bad actor, bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
The next corner says good actor, good movie.
Mm-hmm.
The corner below that says good actor, bad movie. The corner next to that says bad actor, bad movie.
Did you just draw a box? Could you not have just painted a visual for everybody? Say, hey, everybody,
yeah, it could have been a box.
Horizontal line, and I want you to bisect.
Okay, a box with quadrants.
Thank you.
You know, good actor, good movie, bad actor, bad movie, good actor, bad movie, bad actor, good movie. That kind of thing. And Nicolas Cage was right in the fucking middle. Because he's just all of those. Somehow he's good actor, good movie, but also bad actor, terrible movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. Also, I saw an article where he was like, don't call me an actor. I want to be called a thespian.
What?
Vampire's Kiss, man. So he plays a guy, he's like a New York publishing agent who thinks he was bitten by a vampire and is becoming a vampire.
Thinks?
Yes. Maybe. It's unclear.
Oh.
He ends up, he decided to play the role in like super old school acting theory, like to the back row, like it's the stage, but it's a movie, so you don't have to do that shit.
Like he's looking past the camera.
No, stuff, everything's or... so big.
Oh.
Like, everything is so big. He, at one point, goes to a store, buys these cheap fake vampire teeth, puts them in, runs down the fucking street, screaming, I'm a vampire! I'm a vampire! He fucking's, like, jumping on table. He's chasing this girl, jumps on a table in his office, points at her, just goes, there you are! Fucking screams it.
Like... just very...
all for the back row.
Yeah.
The weirdest fuck... but the camera's like 2 feet away. So you don't need the back row of the acting.
Yeah.
It's awesome, though. It turned out incredible.
I don't know. Nicolas Cage is... I mean, National Treasure is one of my favorite movies.
National Treasure's awesome.
Yeah. Like, if you're just sitting there and you want to just mindless...
what's his character's last name? His first name's Ben. Bothering the shit out of me.
Yeah, I don't know. I just love the whole adventure.
Have you seen
they're just going across America. And
have you seen National Treasure 2?
Uh-huh.
Where they kidnap the president?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they don't, if you haven't seen it. No spoilers here.
You should have seen it. no, I really like National Treasure because I like conspiracy, and that's like a... it's like a mainstream conspiracy that's not...
real?
It's not real. But I want it to be.
What if it was? They just made it because they were like, no one will ever check now.
Well, that's the thing. I don't want the treasure to be real because I think that's dumb. Like, I think if there's just a vault or like a place where you can just find a bunch of gold, that is stupid. Like, that's not what I'm after. I want to see the children. I want to see demonic circle. What?
Children?
Yeah, I want to see where they're keeping all the trolls, the children. I want to see the you know, because Ghislaine Maxwell's out now. So, you know, it could be. I don't think that's true. She's not out. She's going to get out soon. But yeah, that's still not.
I'm going to wrap you up.
Why?
Because you keep saying I want to see the children.
What's wrong with children?
Nothing.
Nothing's wrong with children.
Nothing.
No, until the trolls get a hold of them.
This is the last thing I'm going to say. This is the last thing for the podcast.
Yeah.
I saw an article about Prince Andrew, where it was like, the royal family got rid of his stuff, right?
Mm.
And one of the quotes in the article legitimately said, losing the royal highness, like phrasing or title, mm-hmm. is going to be the most emotionally taxing on him since he was born a royal highness.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's great. we should take him out back of Buckingham Palace and cut his fucking head off. Mm-hmm. That would be emotionally taxing for him.
Or his feet and hands.
Something in direct proportion.
I've been having
this to what thought. He fucking did.
Yeah, I've been having this thought lately, and I'm like, why? I know it caused a lot of disruption throughout the world, but I really think our military should go in and just take the Vatican over. Simply because I really want to see their treasure. I want to see what they're hiding.
They got shit down there.
That's what I mean. They have things.
And they've had shit from fucking.
That's what I mean.
So long ago.
And
there's
theories that they might not. And they burnt down the
Library of Alexandria? Yes.
And there's theories that they might not have burned everything, that they might have taken things and placed it in the Vatican. And I'm like, why don't we go in there and take over? Which I get.
We know the Catholic Church is a fucking nightmare.
Uh huh. And we are, yeah, I know, we're all on board. So I don't understand why we can't.
Even Catholics are on board.
Why can't we take the Pope, shove his face and his shit like a dirty dog, and be like, hey, you sit here, and we go in there, and we go through all the tunnels, we take all their treasure, we find out all the information, and if anybody in this world has any information on, like, alien contact, or, like, extraterrestrials, or just ancient technology, it has to be them, right? And the only reason they would cover it up is because it'd probably throw off their whole story of control and God, and we're the ones that can only interpret the Bible because you're too dumb.
Let's start it. Let's do it.
I think we
have 15 organic people that want to do it.
And if they just get one person, then we're at 30. So
if you just get one person, then they get one person.
Yeah.
It's only $14.99 a month to take over the Vatican. We're going to make taking over the Vatican a multi-level marketing scheme.
This is how the QAnon thing started. They all showed up on January 6th and were like, how'd you figure this out? I don't know. Some of my friends listened to a podcast.
Instagram.
Yeah. That's, yeah. So.
We can do it. It'll be easy.
It can't be that hard. Everybody says they have an army, but we have nukes.
Also, the country is like as big as this building.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in a very big building.
No. Yeah. Well, the Vatican's a little bigger than that. But
yeah, it was hyperbole.
Yeah, I just
hyperbole.
I just don't understand why we even have any protection for them, or like why. Yeah, I just don't understand that. I've been having that thought over the last couple months. I'm like, we should definitely go in there.
Yeah.
At the very least, you know. I just want to see some cool treasure. That's all. Like, national treasure. Honestly, I do want the gold. I want the gold, the trophies, and the chains. So,
yeah. I'm proving a point right now.